Sup? The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah, Future Bachelor. Yeah, we had to start off with this vibe. Just had to. Sing along, everyone. You know it.
If I could grant you one wish, I wish you could see the way you kiss. Ooh, I love watching you,
the weird thing to ask,
baby.
Wait. Ooh,
when
I love
you're
watching
driving
that.
Me Yo. Crazy. Ooh, I love the way you love the way. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Ooh, to feel the way I feel with your arms around me. I only wish that you could see the way you love me. Whoa, 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 the way you love me.
All right, guys. Welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
And I'm Veronica.
And we talk about everything pop culture, dating, and Bachelor.
This episode, we are covering Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey going public, new reboots and movies hitting streaming, and Armie Hammer's cannibalism.
And this is episode 147? Yeah! We had to do it. I don't know, when you start to show off with... You know, some faith healing right into cannibalism. It's just like, where are
you
we
don't.
Already? But that's why we tell you what you're in store for today, folks. But on top of that, you know, another exciting week of Bachelor that I'm excited to talk about. A little different from last week's episode. So when we get into it, I'm excited. But V, how are you doing? What's been going on in your life? Did you like our opening song?
I did, and it sounded familiar to me. Like, okay, so... I feel like most of my relationship with Faith Hill is through hit clips. And you're going to be like, what? But like, that's most of like the Faith Hill that I listened to is I had a lot of Faith Hill hit clips.
Yeah, she was popping back then when those hit clips came out.
Yeah. So, but I think maybe I had that one on a hit clip, but I don't remember. But it's a good song. I was vibing to it.
Yeah, it was one, you know, I remember when it was on the radio and stuff, and I was just like, man, this is a slapper. One day I'm going to make a podcast and put this.
One day we will coin the term slapper for our podcast.
And podcast. When I was like 12 years old, I was like, I'm going to make this podcast in the future and still be a bachelor. Called it all Future Bachelor Predictions. Guys. V is on the show. How is she doing? I don't know. Because I'm going to consider this. Is this your birthday episode?
See, that's what I was trying to figure out. Because like my birthday falls in between two episodes.
So V gets two birthday episodes. Yeah.
It's like
birthday
half
episode
of this
number
week,
one.
Half of next week.
All
yeah,
right, cool.
We'll see.
I'll give it to you. V, how are you doing this week?
Good. You know, this past weekend... I did a lot of, honestly, some girls' time, which was good and I think needed. Mm-hmm. I had a game night with some of my girls hosted by my girl Kat, and it was a lot of fun. You know, we had the charcuterie, we had the wine, we had some silly games, and I'm competitive, so it was a good time. And then I had some of my ladies over. I had Lexa and Rachel and Maggie. Over to make some vision boards. So we set up what our 2021, what we want with our goals and stuff like that. And I always love making vision boards. Like I love doing that kind of crafty stuff and I love making collages and I have mine hanging up on my wall so I could see it from my bed. So like when I wake up in the morning, I could be like, that's right. This is what we're trying to do this year. So we'll have to see.
That's what's up. I ended up, I went kind of hard on Friday, celebrated some things with my boys, but ended up actually going to the...
Was that when you guys did the video?
Actually, no. We did that video like a week ago or something like that. I forgot when we did it, but I was just editing video and we put out a nice little cool video. That was cool, right?
It was cool.
Yeah, I don't know. The coolest part about it is when you do a video, like we were sitting... because it was dark at first, but we were sitting in front of like I think Variety Playhouse or whatever, and and the lights came on the sign, and that's why like it goes crazy on there. But
yeah, I was wondering like how you got that light effect. Sick, I was wondering about that.
I'm just good at this shit. Also, I checked out the botanical garden. They had their last night of like the Christmas lights up there and stuff, which was beautiful. Have you ever seen the lights out there at the botanical garden? B?
Yeah.
Have you ever been out to
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Just making sure I ask you a question. Like, you kind of
broke up for a hot second. I was like, he's talking about the botanical gardens.
And you're like,
and
yeah.
I have been to the botanical gardens.
All right, cool, you answered it then.
I've seen the lights last year, I think, and the year prior, but not this. I didn't see them this year.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool. And then, you know, I did my first week of acting classes, so that was...
Okay, cool. So, like, are you going... Could you give us me... The listeners, give us like the deets that you can give us. Like what is entailed in a acting class? What do you do?
Well, for my first one, it was kind of like a pretty introductory, you know, thing. Yeah. We're all getting to know each other. There's about 10 of us in the class, and they're actually doing it over Zoom right now. So it was interesting. Like I'm sitting exactly what I'm doing right now, but like talking to like a whole bunch of people that want to be actors and my teacher. So, you know, it was, cool. We did a couple of cool exercises that really like, you know, got us loose, and it's going to be a long journey of just acting silly, I feel like, or just.
Yeah. I feel like that's definitely like, I feel like when people do, improv or like whatever acting, I think it's a lot of like being super comfortable with like doing weird shit. Just like you gotta do weird shit.
Yeah. I felt like you know, wasn't nervous though or anything like that. Like I felt maybe the least amount of nervous than maybe everybody, but I'm just used to being in front of this screen and talking to people, like whether it's a podcast or a stranger or whatever. And so like they had me like they're like, oh, sing something. I couldn't think of like a song like off the top. I guess that was what made me nervous. I was put on the spot. So they were like, well, actually rap something for us. So I had to like rap this whole verse and stuff. And I was just trying to be outgoing in it, not try to be shy, be very engaged. You know, it's
that's good.
It's just something that like, I think I'm going to really enjoy and continue to do. So, yeah, it was a success.
Look at us.
Yeah, you know, but,
look at working towards our goals.
Until you're watching me, I kind of want to know. What are you watching me? What are you watching?
All right. I finally have swan dived into Bridgerton. And I have to say, it does not disappoint. It has everything. Hot people in period dress.
I heard it's
kind of
like The Bachelor or something. It's like an old school Bachelor or something.
It's like an old school Gossip Girl is what it's like.
Oh, okay.
So it's got hot people, gossip, great period dress, very sexy moments, and the resurgence of Vitamin Strings. Because will I be pulling out my old Vitamin Strings playlist and adding some of the songs that they use in the show? Absolutely. Thank You Next on violin. Let's go.
That's kind of crazy. Holy cow. Well, did you watch all of it?
I'm more than halfway through.
And you're
because
sucked in,
I
you're
forced
like a...
myself to stop because I need to, like, I was like, I need to sleep, but I'm like, but I need to know.
I know.
I'm like, sleep, Veronica.
Yeah. I've been there. I know, it's like, it's only 3 o'clock. I still have 4 hours till I gotta wake up. You know, like you're making sense of that. I'll catch this up later. But yeah, no, that's what's up. Well, I heard a lot of good things. People are like telling me to watch it. I'm like, okay. But yeah, I kind of like stuck to some, I guess, like what I've been watching.
What have you been watching?
Okay, thank you. I kind of watched a couple classics this past weekend. I first of all, just bumped up this movie to my top 10. 21 Jump Street with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. Oh my God. One of the funniest movies I've ever.
So good.
I forgot how funny it was. I laughed the whole time. If you're looking like to cheer yourself up, watch 21 Jump Street. That movie is amazing. On the flip side, you would think equally they would have, because of the cast in it, has like Aziz Ansari and like all these other people and stuff, funny people, but 30 Seconds or Less, I've rewatched that movie, and It was funny, but not as funny as 21 Jump Street.
Not as good as 21 Jump Street.
I did start watching this show that they just released on Netflix called The History of Swear Words, and it's hosted by Nicolas Cage. So
really?
Yeah, the first episode is the F word, but like I ended up watching it. I was watching with someone, so we watched Dick and Pussy.
With someone, wink, 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 but wink, wink.
We watched the fourth episode.
I saw him right.
It doesn't help that you're doing that right now because I'm like, the episodes we watch were Dick and Pussy. Anyways.
No, come on, Si.
No, but listen. It's a very interesting show about the history of these words and where they come from, and just like very interesting to see people's different perspectives of a word, or how like it's said, or like how the one word has had so many different meanings over centuries, you know? So if you're like, it's funny because they have a bunch of comedians, Nicolas Cage is, you know, trying to make it. He was like, what? He's mad because like it's the word dick and it's not the word Nick. He's like, I want to make it the word Nick. I don't know. Oh, calling it a Nickhead. Anyways.
What an interesting host, but like, yeah, I don't know.
He's pretty good at it. So, well, now that we know what we've been watching, you guys should check some of that stuff out. I guess we should know. Oh, wait. Before I get into quick hits, WandaVision drops on Friday, which I heard is going to be crazy.
I'm excited.
Disney Plus. So, you know, V, I might need to get your login. Anyways, let's take a flight to quick hits.
To start off with, I wanted to correct us from last week. We were talking about Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis. We said they were dating, and I were wrong. They were married, but I was also wrong. I had to like redo this correction today that they were engaged. Like he proposed to her back in like 2012. They had just been dating for maybe a year at that point. Mm-hmm. They never fully got married, and they were engaged for 7 years. And they have two kids together. So
they have two kids?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And now she's all up on Harry Styles.
Yep.
So, I love Olivia.
Yeah, so just that was my little correction.
Okay.
Then on to
journalism honesty right there, some integrity.
Yeah, I'm all about corrections. I'm all about that. On to some sadder news for me personally, is that my man's.
Wait.
Michael B.
No. It can't be. Your man's? Yes!
Michael B. Jordan is officially off the market. And, like, the signs were there. I knew this was coming because I knew, you know, they were seen coming back here in November, coming to Atlanta because her hometown, Lori Harvey, her hometown is in Atlanta for Thanksgiving. So that means this man, I was probably within a 10-mile radius from Michael B. Jordan at
you know
some
he's an
time
actor, right? And this is Atlanta. You've been around Michael B. Jordan probably more than you know.
Shut up. I know, okay?
Well, dude.
I'm just upset.
So how do you feel about this? How do you feel about Lori Harvey, though? Like, honestly, she got, like, it's like...
So Lori Harvey has her own dating past. And we shared, actually, like, it's, like, in the style of Bridgerton. You shared with me, and I had already seen it, or whatever. It's a TikTok of this guy talking about how she's, like, the black lady Bridgerton. Because, like, she is, like, the prize diamond of the marriage season.
Because she was anointed that by black Twitter.
Yeah, literally. Because she's, like, dated Trey Songz. She's dated Meek Mill for
Trey from the House of Songs. Meek Millie from the Land of Philly.
Like, it's so good. And she's dated Future. She first dated Justin Combs and then dated his dad, Diddy. Like, how? Bitch out here fucking finessing men left and right. And I have to say, I respect it. I respect it until it came to Michael B. Jordan. I'm just petty.
It's all fun and games petty. Until it gets personal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. Like, why? Like, what? Lord, I have seen what you have done for others. What can you do for me? Is all I'm asking. is all I'm asking, okay?
Oh my God, you're so ridiculous. I think it's kind of crazy though, because Lori Harvey is so fine. It's ridiculous. So that's legit Steve Harvey's daughter?
I mean, I can't be mad at how gorgeous she is. Like, no wonder why she's been living it up. Like, of course, but come on.
Yo, that's Steve Harvey's daughter? Like, for real daughter?
Stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter. Damn. Yeah, no, is she all, like, natural and stuff? Like, her body and all that?
From what I know. I mean, she's, like, only 24.
I just can't, like, I think it was her birthday today, actually. She's 25 today, I think.
Shit, she's a Capricorn, too? Yeah. I really can't hate her.
Yeah, I think it's her birthday. I mean, Wednesday of... You know, we're recording. But, she just, like, it's just crazy how hot she is. And what makes her so much hotter, like, you know, it's funny because remember I was asking you who my celebrity crushes were yesterday?
Yeah, and I knew the only one I could think of was Olivia Munn.
That's the only one I could think of either. But then I added, of course, Emma Ratajkowski and then... And then also Laura Harvey. So... and that's pretty diverse crew right there, which I'm pretty proud of.
I'm proud of you too.
I'm just think about it though. It was like, yo, this guy loves everything. But it's kind of crazy because not only that, but you would think with these high profile people she's dating and stuff that it would get real messy, or she would, like, you don't even know what her voice sounds like. What does Lori Harvey's voice sound like? I've never heard her talk. Like,
That is a great point. What does her voice sound like?
Yo, seriously, what does Lori Harvey's voice sound like? Because
voice sound like?
She doesn't talk. Like, you know, I just can't believe. And Michael B. Jordan is probably, like, one of the only people that could, like, slide in the DMs. But they've been dating for a little while now, so good for them.
Good Lori for Harvey. Them. Wow. I mean, not good for me, but good for them.
I put Lori Harvey on my wish list.
All right. Moving along. So my broken heart might be mended by me binge watching the new reboot of Sex and the City that is coming to HBO Max, our new favorite streaming service, yes. Obviously.
Yeah, they didn't pay us to say that. It's just, you know, we tell it how it is.
We just keep watching shit on HBO
Max. Real
Max.
Recognize real. Real recognize yeah. real. I mean, now they have the show coming on, which I kind of found out about today, and I just love, like, continuations of stories and stuff, and mm-hmm. we're living in a time where, like, someone like me can see any continuation of every and any story. You know, one of the backlashes I was seeing, though, is the fact that they don't have Kim Cattrall. Coming back to reprise her role, which, you know, I guess there's beef between her and SJP or something.
Yeah, there's old beef with them. So, and people keep asking, like, who's going to be the fourth character? And, like, I guess SJP has been putting it as, like, well, the city is the fourth character in this reboot. Like, New York City. It's more about the city and us reconnecting as women in our 50s. So, I mean, it'll be interesting
What are your predictions of, like, how the show is going to go? And, like,
I'm just going to be interested to see, like, how they update it. Because, like, I mean, I've watched back old seasons of Sex and the City, and there's definitely parts that are super problematic and did not age well at all. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to see, like, how they're going to bring these characters who some of them are.
I also thought they were also pretty progressive for women, like, you know, with Samantha's character and stuff like that. And all four of them, like, they kind of represented different types of women and, you know, their styles, you know, whether some were more pruder than others. And they actually, none of them were that prude by the end of it. But I think it's going to be interesting. I just hope it doesn't suck, but it looks like it's a limited series, so it's just going to be like a one season thing, which is a smart thing to do. I mean,
yeah, which I feel like it's like what they did with Gilmore Girls on Netflix, is they did like a limited series, like four long episodes of a like reboot situation. So it feels like similar vibes for like that audience.
Yeah, I think people big into the show will like it for nostalgia, but if you're not going to have Kim Cattrall in there, that's her name, right?
Yes, that is. Yo. And honestly, people always say that I'd
rather watch
Samantha.
A show with just her, like, forget the rest of them. I'd rather just watch her.
People always, like, that's a thing amongst, like, female friendships to be like, which, like, who are you? Mm-hmm. And like people, like I would never want to be a Carrie ever in my life. But a lot of, I have friends that say I'm a Samantha, and then I have friends that say that I'm a Miranda. So
which one's Miranda?
Know.
The redhead?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, moving along, I have no much more to say there. anyways, what do we got?
Netflix.
Okay, yes. Netflix is releasing a movie every week this year. Major movies with major actors.
It's like insane to me. That's like an insane schedule to keep.
I think it's necessary, and I think Netflix is smart to make a move like this because you're going to need to, this year with all the stuff that like Disney's going to be coming out with between Marvel and Star Wars and all this shit.
Disney is stacked this year.
You know, and HBO Max with all their stuff. And it's just like Netflix needs to stay in the game. And the best way to stay in the game is like to have every month a movie that somebody's going to want to come to and stuff. You got to come back to Netflix. So I think it's a smart move. You know, this is coming definitely at a time where movie theaters are struggling to figure out what the, like, you know, the move is to get people in theaters. You know, I think the best move right now for people getting into theaters is kind of what HBO Max did with like Wonder Woman, because, you know, you can still, it's kind of like this paywalls to see the movie at home. Like, you don't want to leave home if you can see at home. But if you're already paying like $14.99 a month, you have to pay that to just get into HBO Max. And then you got to pay the $20-$30 like to watch that movie on HBO Max. At that point, you might as well just go to the movie theater. So, like, I think it's a win-win for people that want to watch it at home, and then also force people to, you know, go and do the movie experience like they intended. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how everything kind of shakes out for these movies in the next couple of years. Because I think, what were they saying? I forgot what company is, like, holding all their movies. I think it's, like, Disney, Marvel, all these people are holding their movies that were slated to come out.
Like I forget which production company it was. I don't know if it was Universal or what it was.
I think it was Universal or something. But because like Sony's sticking with the game plan of staying in the game, but it's just like, you know, they can't hold on to these movies forever because they borrowed money to make them. They need to, you know, their loans are coming up on having to pay them, and it's like it's just a really terrible situation for the movie industry right now. But I guess we'll just have to see what happens. So what else we got?
So Justin Timberlake will be performing at the inauguration, along with other big stars are Jon Bon Jovi, which I love Jon Bon Jovi. And then Demi Lovato, and he will be doing, it's going to be, I guess, his premiere of his newest song, Better Days, like his first like public performance of it. So that will be interesting to see, because I feel like we haven't heard much from Justin since, you know, the incident, the leg touching, flirting incident.
True. And also he's coming out with like a movie like that looked pretty deep. I think I saw
deep,
him.
Yes.
But I don't know about
this.
Is that
the movie that he was on set with that led to the incident?
Yeah, I think it was that. Yeah, it's that movie coming out. But I think, I don't know what to say, Justin. Like, I don't think you should be taking this stage to introduce, like, I figure out another way to get the song, because it better be a good song. Better be that day a good song.
We tried with that one. Yeah, we really did.
It was a reach. But yeah, so we'll just have to see. Any thoughts on the inauguration itself? Do you have anything,
you know,
that we're anticipating with what's going on with Trump or anything?
So people are nervous. Like, I mean, there's been pictures that have been posted recently, today, whatever, of how they have like the National Guard pretty much like camping out in the Capitol building right now.
Dude, our life feels like 24 right now. It feels like legit an episode of 24.
It's kind of crazy. And like a lot of hotels in the DC area like aren't welcoming guests for the inauguration next week, just because they don't want to like have people
in danger.
In I don't know like how they're actually going to carry out the inauguration itself. I mean, stuff that's happening right now with Trump getting impeached for the second time. He's the first ever president to be impeached twice, which, you know, as we all know, impeached doesn't mean removed. You have to like do more stuff to get that. But people don't know if like the trial or anything like that might coincide. So it'll be interesting. And I mean, we can't really hear anything from Trump because he's been banned on every single social media platform, even Pinterest, even Spotify.
Boy can't even get his like color palettes in for his like interior designs.
No, he can't pin any recipes. He can't do any of that shit.
Damn,
but,
he can't figure out what Valentine's Day gifts would be cute. I don't know. Well,
for Melania.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, because he's gonna need it. But Trump, not on social media. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people talking about this. You know, what are your thoughts on, you know, the banning of him on all these platforms and like the fact that people can be muted like that? Yeah, she froze again. I froze. I don't know. But V, let's start that thought from
we
the
both
top.
Froze.
Okay, cool. We both froze.
Yeah, we both froze.
I like that. Yeah, tell me your thoughts.
I mean, saying it's honestly a little too late at this point because other people like follows him have been breaking policies like on these different platforms, and now they're gonna take him off. I think it just seems like a little too late. People are being like, what about freedom of speech? And you know, these are private companies. Twitter's a private company. All these are private companies, and they have the right to uphold their different policies and things to
sure.
to take.
I think where more people are like getting concerned is like if they can do it to the president of the you know, the leader of the free world, yeah, that they can do it to any of us. You know,
I mean, yeah,
thing. You know, and it's hard. Like it's hard place to be in between because like. What, you're going to mute him forever? Like, you're only giving him more power sometimes, like, by, I don't know, trying to silence him. A little bit of food for thought there. I do also think it's important not to be having him, you know, have the power to incite type of situations where people are going to die, you know? So it's kind of one of those things right now. What else is happening with... what else is happening?
Well, so other things, people, speaking of that, Parler is one of the social media outlets that has been highly like alt-right and whatever. And they part of like what was the insurrection and everything that happened last week. And they were on, I guess, Amazon's server. So right now they're like in a lawsuit with Amazon about being removed from all these app platforms and everything like that. So it's just interesting how like technology and like these different things are all connecting right now and like how it's impacting a lot of businesses. Mm-hmm. But then a big thing. So as we know, Demi's going to be performing at the inauguration. But
one
she
second.
Also
Alexa
got
lights on. I hate
we're
that.
Struggling.
Oh my God. What an episode today, huh?
We are struggling. We are making it through.
Technology.
But Demi
They're doing
is,
it to us. They're doing it to us, V. Well, how do you feel?
The FBI is up in our shit right now. And they're like, no, we don't want you to have a smooth podcast. We want it to be a little rocky. Like, just
oh,
a little.
Keep us
rocky road out here.
Hell yeah.
Demi Lovato got trolled on the internet because she, like, you know, she's obviously very vocal about politics and whatever, hence her being, you know, asked to sing at the inauguration for Joe Biden. And she got trolled because, like, after the events of last week, she's all like, guys, I can't believe this. I'm going to the studio. And, like, people are all like, Demi, Like, and there was so many memes and stuff being made, like from Camp Rock movies from Disney Channel, of them like doing like their little like Camp Rock battles of like her, like Demi going to the studio after there was a coup on the Capitol. Like, it just literally, I mean, her heart's in the right place, but it's just like, sis, like, just make the song and release it. Like, don't be out here being like, I'm so upset over the things. Don't worry, I'm in the studio though. Like,
it's, yeah, I would love to be in the studio. Can you send a behind the scenes footage of that session? Because it'd be so fun. She's like, I'm here at the studio, guys. Let's make this Injustice song. Give me those chords. Injustice. You don't know what you're doing. Like, I hate
people compared
that.
It to the, like, the Pepsi commercial thing with Kendall Jenner, yeah, where, like, you know, she like gave a Pepsi and like that ended like race divide with police
throwing
and
a Coke,
stuff.
A Pepsi at somebody.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so, man. That was a fun time back then.
Those simpler times when we thought those were our biggest problems.
Oh my God. All right. Well,
racial unrest.
Anything else?
So just a quick little addition to all of that stuff is James McCoy Taylor of Bachelor fame that we know. He was on, I think he was on JoJo season. He is known for being very vocal about, you know, his political views and things like that. And he was part of the insurrection on the Capitol. And then he tweeted stuff about how, you know, he was like, thanks to ABC and The Bachelor and conservative producers for like helping me and supporting me. And the ABC has like come out with a statement being like, this is not true. We did not do this.
Well,
so
wait a second. He was a contestant on The Bachelor, or he's, because I'm looking at
he was a contestant. He was on JoJo season.
But is he a music? He's like a country music star.
Yes, he does music as well.
Okay. I wouldn't say star, but all right.
That's why I said he does music as well. That's why I did not say star.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay. Well, what made you go yikes this week, V? Just tell me. Yo. Something that just made you go yikes.
I mean, this Armie Hammer, there has been released some potentially real, we don't know, they have not been confirmed or verified. They were released by Dumois, which is a known celebrity gossip Instagram that I follow. Mm-hmm. And there was these DMs that Armie Hammer supposedly had back and forth with some woman in question. First of all, it is known already that Armie Hammer is kind of, he's like, there's been screenshots of him liking like different kink stuff on Twitter, or just like very well known of like how he like had infidelities with his now ex-wife. But these potential real DMs had him talking about blood play potentially, and then had him saying, I'm 100% a cannibal.
Fatality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting to use that drop for so long.
I've cut the heart out of a living human and eaten it. No.
He didn't say human. He said an animal?
A living being, I think he said.
He said he wanted to like cut her skin off and like fry it and eat it, right?
It's too much. Honestly, it's just,
is that even kinky? Like, I don't even understand like how you get, he's rich, isn't he? He comes from rich money.
Yeah, he's like an oil baron. He comes from like old shit like that. He comes from a lot.
So when you're rich, like, and you can pretty much get anything you want, this is the road you go down, like, because you just, that's how you got to get off. The hell is wrong with people?
God,
why would you ever want to eat somebody or even say that? Like, we're in 2020. How do you write to someone like, I want to eat you, and then expect them to be okay with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think, as much as you think it's normal in your head to say it, I don't think it's normal for the, like, most people to receive it. So unless there's like some weird like restaurant you're going to that everyone's there for, but I don't know. At that point, this is just freaking weird. Like, and do you think it's true?
I don't know, man. I think he's into some weird shit. I mean, like, I don't want to kink shame anybody. I'm not here to kink shame.
This is not kink shame. This is like dangerous territory.
If somebody that they want my heart in their hand, that's too far. That's too far for me.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyways, yikes.
I don't know if it's true. Who's to say? Maybe. Allegedly. Maybe not. This girl, whoever released these, I don't know. I don't know.
Goodness gracious. Army Hammer? What the hell is that name? What the hell is Army Hammer? Arm and Hammer? Why would your name be Army Hammer? I don't get it.
Oh my God.
Army Hammer. Like, I love how you're doing this. You're like, an arm hammer. Oh man. Anyways.
Oh no.
Well, let's get
into The Bachelor.
Yeah, let's bring them back together. This week on The Bachelor, Veronica, why don't you break it down? Because I would say this week's episode was a little hard to get through, but like in the sense of like, this is why we watched the show, right? I don't know.
Okay. Yes. Also, I have to say this season, they've been doing these like cold opens.
Yes.
Which I hate.
Yes.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah. Because it's always a corny cold open. Like the show is corny enough. Like don't try to make it dramatic with a cold open of something we're going to see later on in the show. Like are they like needing us to like stick around or something? Like what the hell is happening
here? I don't understand. I don't understand the cold open. And then I don't know if they're going to do this to open every show, every episode either. But they do like a nice long intro of like Matt fucking working out. They had him on a Peloton bike. Like Peloton already has plenty of money. Do they need that spot? I don't know. But like, whatever. So we get, I don't know if this is their new formula for starting every episode, but that's where they got. But we had a first one-on-one date with Brie, who, gorgeous.
Oh my God. Great. So I knew this was going to happen last week. When the show goes on to the next episode, they start showing more people and stuff. And Brie is definitely up there now on my top.
And you just keep falling in love with all of them.
I can't help it. There's so many beautiful girls. Ah,
it's a hard life. But so they go on this like ATV mudding date and, you know, get real muddy, do some cute like falling off the ATV.
That wasn't like cute. Like he was trying to show off and he almost killed her. Like people have died like that.
And then he like kind of noogied her hair. I'd be pissed if I was a girl.
Dude, people die like that. I've known of people that die like that. Like that's not like cute. I mean, I guess it was cute at the end when they were like, he was just like, I mean, I guess they didn't get hurt, but I don't know.
Yeah, but and then they had, you know, a very unnecessary, but I wasn't complaining, image. Like they had him chopping the wood for the hot tub. He had to take his shirt off and chop the wood. I'm just like, we didn't need this, but I won't say no. It just doesn't make any sense because there's no way he really needed to chop the wood. And like Bree's just sitting there like, yep.
Yeah, like I just wonder, like what the male equivalent of that? Like, if you reversed it, what would it look like, Veronica? What would that look like?
It'd be like her coming. It would just be like a girl, like like taking off like a sarong and like getting into a pool.
And I would just have to sit there and watch her like do it and be like, yeah. And then they're gonna interview me afterwards, like, so what'd you think about that wood chopping scene? And they're like, yeah, you know. The hell is going on here? This is a weird ass show, but we'll take it. Anyways, they have a good day. She's awesome. They get deep, you know,
about both being raised by single moms. Her mom had her when she was 13. And so like that made for a weird relationship with them, which I could not even imagine. Brie's mom had her when she was 13.
So they're like sisters type thing. But what, mm-hmm. what I didn't really understand what like she said about like her mom like now having like a new life and stuff like that part didn't really make sense.
Yeah, like so her mom like has like I think a new husband and is pregnant and like is having a baby. So it's kind of like she has like a whole new life and like, you know, Brie, her first child, is kind of just like vibing, like being like, okay, I guess like I'm being replaced sort of. So that plays into their weird relationship.
Yeah, I can see how that sucks. But, you know, as life goes on, like, our families just change into different things. We kind of have to just go with the flow. But she's always had kind of a rough go at it, I guess. But she's awesome. So I like Brie. What else we got?
So then all during this, like, you know, when Brie gets the first date card, Victoria is already on her rampage of being all like, it should be me. I'm Victoria, Queen Victoria.
Do you think she's like, trying to be the villain? Do you think she's like purposely trying to be the villain, or is she just batshit crazy?
So I think it's a little bit of, I wouldn't want to say crazy. I want to say highly, highly insecure. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think she knows how to play the villain really well. And I think she's using like a persona to help herself not be as insecure. So she, I think I said this last week, but she used Serena Kerrigan, who is known as SFK, Serena fucking Kerrigan, who is a confidence coach. And like, she has like a whole brand about herself as being like no fucks given kind of thing. And like, she actually like was coached by Serena, Victoria was, to being like a bad bitch. So I feel like, I don't know if she like kind of took that and molded it into like, I'm going to fake it till I make it. And I don't know if the faking it is like, let me pretend to be like this bitch pretty much, and like have all these girls hate me, because she very much so is like on, she is using the logic of like, well, we're here to have time with Matt. Like, I'm not here to be in a sorority. Like, so I don't care about your feelings. Like, I'm not going to be excited for Brie. If you're excited for Brie, you're fake. Which I don't agree with. Like, I don't, like, I think you can be gracious and, like, you know, care about other people, all while still, like, fighting for somebody that you like. But I don't know.
Yeah, no, I just think, like, you know, she's also just not self-aware. Like, you know, it to me, the reason why it's, like, not even just highly insecure, I know you're feeling on the word crazy, but, you know, I be throwing the word crazy as in, like, you know, you are not self-aware. Like, you're not seeing that the whole room of people are, like, this is not even about you, you know, at all. Like, you're making it about you, and now it's, like, because you're the loudest person in the room, people are kind of questioning you on stuff, and then you're like starting a confrontation with them, like, you know, that
for
poor girl,
literally no reason.
Like, that poor girl, legit, what was the girl's name?
Marilyn. Was it Marilyn?
Yeah, Marilyn. You know, that poor girl got caught in the crossfires. Like, I really didn't even see like how she, you know, and she was so sweet the whole time, like just trying to diffuse it. Like, I don't think there was a moment where she was even being confrontational. She was just speaking up and speaking with someone that was talking to a group full of people. So that was insane, but we'll get more into it a little bit later. What happens next?
So they have a group date. And so this season started off with like over 30 women. So this group date has 18 women on it, which is insane. That's insanity. That's so many people on a date. So they start off doing the tried and true bachelor formula of like, let's do a fake wedding shoot thing with, you know, known bachelor fake wedding shoot photographer Franco, whatever. And then they get halfway through the girls, not even. Victoria made sure she got her shot in with her weird black bra and with like Matt taking the garter off of her leg. But then they change it up and they're like, just kidding, we're gonna play capture the heart, aka capture the flag, aka some Hunger Games shit up here for Matt's heart. And that just looked like a shit show, to be honest. It looked like it was fun, but it just like, it seemed like no rules, and it just seemed like the girls were just running around crazy and getting paint on each other and whatever. Like, it was just like, I kind of like, I was like, during that part, I was like watching that part, and I was also watching the national championship, Alabama versus Ohio State. So during some of like just them running around, I was like, let's catch up on the score of this game. Cause I was just like, okay, like, I don't know what's happening here.
Right. I mean, yeah, I kind of lost interest in it myself. So what happens next? Girls come back disappointed. Some girls get to go on a later on date.
Yeah, so I think the red, no, I don't know. One of the teams won, either red or gold. But it was the team that Victoria was on, I believe. So they then get more times. So then the other girls, red team won. And so then they, you know, all get together, hang out. I'm like trying to remember what happened. I feel like there wasn't, I don't know if the rest of like the Queen Victoria confrontation happens yet or if it happens during, I think, Sarah's
one-on-one. Well, I'm just going to get to the stuff that I can remember. Let's get to the next one-on-one date.
Let's get to Sarah's one-on-one. My Mizzou girl, M-I-Z-Z-O-U. They go on their little date in a plane. She looks great. I have to say, like, he like helped put on her like little flight jacket. And I was like, damn, like, what a life. She's living it. We're doing great.
But she doesn't open up. She's a little reserved. Like, he's got some concerns about, like, you know, the rest of the date. And then they go into the dinner portion of it. Like, she's just not opening up about, like, her personal life.
Which her personal stuff. Like, she talks a little bit about, like, you know, how she decided to quit her job and go home to help her dad who has ALS. But I feel like that's shit that we already knew. Like, I feel like
this is like the producers prying, like being like, hey, Matt, like she's being like a little reserved. We need to get more out of her. So we need you to ask her, or you need to like get more out of her. Like to, you know, I don't know. Cause that's how I feel about like some of those dates sometimes, because like, or if maybe they just weren't like vibing that well at the beginning.
Yeah. I didn't see like any real sparks between them. Like, I thought, you know, they
held
their own.
Yeah, she's pretty, you know, or whatever. But, like, I don't know. I didn't see that much, like.
The famed incident that happened on this date, though, was that she got her makeup all over Matt's nose when they were making out. Oh, so that's just.
Cringy. Cringy. Did you see it on TV?
I don't really think I noticed it on television when it was happening. And then I saw the memes afterwards and I was like, oh.
I got sent it like 10 times today.
I got sent it like 50 times and you were one of them. And yo, I was like, yeah, I know.
I know.
And
but the funny part is like, you know, people know us for this Bachelor shit when it's like your guy friend sending it to you. I'm like, why the hell are you sending that to me, dude? Anyways, he gets like makeup on his nose, so it legit like your complexion on his nose, and it's just like, it's just like I've never seen anything like that on.
I will fess up that I have been someone who has accidentally done that to a guy before if I didn't set my makeup the right way.
Jesus,
because they were black and we were making out, and then there's my makeup on their nose. But freak me out. Like hers. Hers was like her full nose on him, and I was like, damn, that is usually for me. It's just a little dot, on the tip. Ooh.
Oh. Jesus. Well. Yeah, so that whatever goes on, and she's, you know, gets a rose, right? She gets a rose. So, which ends up feeling really weird later on in the episode. But let's get back to this, like next group date that ends up happening.
I guess it's just, no, they're just like on the cocktail party for the rose ceremony. That's where we're at.
Oh, so is this where Marilyn gets the what's the flower?
Yeah, so this is like, so Victoria, I think, first approaches Matt to be all like, Marilyn, this or that, she was bullying me, that's why I had
what happened was like, she got the orchid, and then she was like,
oh, that's
Matt,
right,
Matt was like,
see,
I've been thinking
she
about
had her
you
time with Matt, and she got the orchid. Yes,
and then that's what tailspun Victoria into being like, damn, the girl I'm like talking, like beefing, like sleeping
with
on the couch about for no reason, first of all, because she's
literally
a crazy person.
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely no reason.
So yeah, she then decides to go and start drama, and this is like, you know, if she sticks around for this to be continued, it's only because a producer pick again. Like, she is a producer pick. There's no way that this girl,
like, you even saw the way Matt, like, during their fake wedding shoot, the way he hugged her in his face.
No, she makes him look bad in front of the other girls. Like, that's not a good look. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Get her out of here. And so, like, if he keeps her around for another week, that's a producer pick for sure. Like, that's drama for whatever. But I felt really bad for that girl because, like, it was just like she tried her hardest. Like, and Victoria was acting straight up like like
Victoria was just coming at her for no reason, and Marilyn's like, okay, you decided to leave the room that we shared because you had problems with me. Like, I didn't do literally, like, I expressed my feelings, and I thought that, like, you know, I literally, like, Marilyn, like, she started a fight with Marilyn because she said that Marilyn wanted to, like, figure out why the way she was, and Marilyn's like, I literally just said, like, I wanted to get to know you better.
I just don't understand how I just don't understand how Matt could even be confused about this. It's like, dude, you, like, look at these two girls. Like, seriously, straight up, like, one girl, you give a girl a flower, and then 2 seconds later, this girl's gonna come and complain about her. Like, she had nothing to say until you gave her a flower. Like, dude, like, get it together. Yeah. Like, to even question this. And it's also one of those situations where she's so crazy that if you sat them down, this is not one of those situations where you could sit them both down and get to the bottom of it. Like, she's going to...
Because she literally is making a fight. She's just picking
so
the fight.
She's so convicted about, like, and her convictions about this. And she would end up probably steamrolling herself because, like, Marilyn was so soft-spoken and, like, you know, didn't want anything to do with it. So, and try to squash it. So, I wonder what's going to happen after the to be continued.
It looks like
before
she's
the
staying
to be continued,
around.
Yeah, it does look like she sticks around. But before the to be continued... maybe they don't finish the rose ceremony or something like that. And they have to, like,
maybe they don't, because it looks like Sarah, like, is about to, like, pass out. And honestly, it's just like these dumb girls are probably dehydrated. Like, drink some more fucking water. Like, what is going on? Like, I know these are long, long shooting days. Like, the rose ceremonies, they shoot, like, late. So, like, I feel like they just really.
Yeah, she probably, I mean, if that was on the same day as her actual, like, one-on-one, I could see that being like, yo, I need a freaking break here. Like, you know. It does come
off. Well, that's
off-
like why Corinne gets hate all the time for how on the season that she was on Nick's season, she took a nap. But that's literally because she was like, these are long, because she's just like, she was like, I'm tired. Like, so she just went to sleep because it's long fucking days.
Yeah.
And the rest of them were like, we knew what we signed up for. Like, we're going to do it.
So do we see anything interesting out of the scenes for next week?
Next week, it just looks like more and more of the girls are gonna be like turning against Victoria. Like, I just don't know, like, what else she.
I mean, it's only a matter of time where she's first of all shooting herself in the foot, because right now all the girls are playing nice in the sense that they don't want to step up and involve themselves in the drama. But you give it one more day, four of these girls are gonna go to Matt at one time and be like, that girl is causing the drama in the house. This poor girl didn't do anything. And that's when she'll get sent home. Like, you know, or they'll put them on or maybe they're just trying to set them up for a 2-on-1 next week.
Maybe. It seems like that would be so quick to do a 2-on-1. But
I don't know. Sounds like a great way to get her out of here and also cause a good drama episode, you know?
True. It's just like... Yeah.
I mean, anytime
I
people fight,
gone.
They always put them on 2-on-1s, especially when they can't get to the bottom of them. So, yeah, that's my prediction.
Because there is no bottom to get to this, because it's literally not even a real fight. It's just, and I just need Victoria to find some better bras, because her bras were showing in every dress that
she
was
tacky
wearing.
In general, dude. Like,
she is tacky. She's from, like, Florida. Please.
Yeah. It's all right. We don't got to talk shit about people from Florida right now, but
she definitely has, like, she's already been, like, on social media, like, saying stuff like, F all the haters, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sis, like, just keep quiet. Just, like, stop.
But that's the thing, though. Like, she's one of those people that, like, even that type of hate, I don't think would, like, really get to her. It just feeds her ego. She thinks that we're all idiots because, and that maybe that's a good way to think about it, but
maybe we all are idiots.
We're all idiots, right? We're all an idiot to somebody. Why is there
just
something
like
that in every episode?
Secondhand man?
There's always like something like that in every episode now. So I wanted to kind of talk about a little bit of, have you heard about like the trolling that they're saying producers of The Bachelor were doing to us by picking a black Republican man?
Dude, he was a registered
allegedly,
Republican.
I don't know. I have no idea, but.
And so people can check that kind of stuff. He was a registered Republican. Now he is registered as with no party. I mean, obviously faith is a huge part of his life, so I could see where that would align. But I mean, yeah, it does seem kind of like seems about right for like the Bachelor franchise to be all like, he's black, but
but he was but he's raised by his white mom, like, you know. So yeah. I mean, not,
like, I guess his mom is a big Trump supporter.
I mean, whose mom is it? But I'm just saying, no offense, but I'm just saying, like, you know, it's just funny though. Like, that information doesn't come out until later on, and it just feels like y'all put the okie doke on like Bachelor Nation.
Literally though. Oh my god.
And I wonder if he's getting like like, you know, and that all kind of ties into like his little spiel at the beginning of the show where he was like, you know, it almost like if I pick a white girl, like, don't get mad at me type thing, you know. I don't know. It's starting to look a little crazy. I'm not gonna convict him yet, but we'll just have to see how this all plays out. So far,
I know.
So far, like, I'm feeling his, you know, his style. Like, I like how he makes the girls feel comfortable and he tries to, like, you know.
I agree. That was something I talked about on my Tipsy Talks, is that he's really good about, like, being all like, what's going on with you? Like, is there anything I could do to, like, make you feel better?
How
or, like,
are you feeling?
Whatever.
You know, like, those type of things matter. So, we'll just have to see what next week brings. My prediction, 2-on-1. But we'll see what happens.
We'll have to see. I just hope Victoria goes home next week, because I can't deal with like her chaotic energy just to be chaotic anymore. Like, to me, like, if there was actually like a purpose and stuff behind it, or there was actually a connection between her and Matt, I'd almost like let it slide. Cause I'm like, ah, it's the Bachelor, chaotic energy. But she's just like literally chaotic to be chaotic. And I can't.
Yeah, no.
I can't deal.
That was hard to watch. But, you know, you have to kind of like, what would we be watching if it wasn't for Victoria? Right,
if not
now?
Chaos. If not chaos, what would we be watching?
You know what I'm saying? So why don't we get into our slapper of the week?
Let's do it.
Have you been listening to this artist recently?
Yes, I have been. That seemed like a leading question. I've been listening to this new album by Jasmine Sullivan a lot since it came out. So yeah.
Recently, I got kind of obsessed with Jasmine Sullivan. What's the name of this song that she has this song from the? Oh, I think it's called Insecure, actually. But yeah, it's called Insecure, but it's from the show Insecure. Yeah, but it's the song's called Insecure. But there was a challenge that had gone around a couple like weeks ago about like the run she does at the end and everyone trying to do it and stuff. And I actually like tried one on my story one time. But then she drops, and then she drops this song, and it's just like awesome because it's got some airy, like, you know, electric guitar in the background and just that and her voice, and it features you know, another great artist, her, and I'm just really, really love this song. It's not like I wouldn't consider it a slapper, but it's definitely slaps, like,
but
it's
like it's a slow slap, you know what I mean? It's a viber.
You always know how to describe those type of slaps, you know. So without further ado, our slapper of the week, Girl Like Me by Jasmine Sullivan featuring her. Let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper.
I made a profile on Tinder. Since you left me to be with her, the thing that means I'm getting desperate. Wish I could return the sender, but you don't love me no more. I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me. I was sitting at home judging my body, wondering what I did to lose you. Why in the hell you ain't choose me? Why you don't love me no more? Yeah, I don't even know what for. Wanted something different, still don't know what I was missing. What you asked, I would've given. Yeah, they right, how these hoes be winning. What are you in? Yeah, no hopeful girl like me. How come they be winning? Yeah, and I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a whole out of me. Yeah, you gon' make me be a gold digger. Maybe I should look like a stripper, wearing fashion over dresses. All these dudes be so pressed and impressed with it. You leave me with no choice. I can't do this good girl shit no more. You're wanting something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you asked, I would've given. It ain't right. Now these hoes be winning. Yeah, they be winning. I'm hopeful, girl, like me. How come they be winning? And I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a whole out.
Y'all niggas be making a
set.
They say y'all don't know why we mad. So we start acting like we don't care. Cause y'all niggas be taking a step.
Cause you don't want us no more. Ooh, it breaks us to the core.
Why you must want something different? Still don't know what you was missing.
What you get, a hoe I'll be. Look what you did, kid. Yeah, a hoe I'll be. See what you did to me.
Yeah, slapper of the week. Girl Like Me, Jasmine Sullivan, featuring her. Wow, one of the best voices I've heard in such a long time. Oh my goodness, it's just like I could listen to that song over and over again. Before we get into some more stuff, I wanted to bring up, did you also notice that Matt James kisses with his eyes open?
Yes, I forgot to say that. I meant to bring that up, and that freaks me out.
Why would
there's
one?
There's that line, there's that like line in like the Bruno Mars song that's eyes. Like, grenade, and it's like you probably kiss with your eyes open or something like that. Like, and I was like, damn, that is fucking weird.
I was reading this article. Apparently, like, Tyler was like, yo, what do we got going on over here, bro? And he's like, what do we got going on over here? And he quit back saying, gotta make sure no one's sneaking up on us. When your eyes are closed, anything can happen. It's for both of our protection.
I cannot.
Yeah, no. Trust me, you, like, that guy's going to be closing his eyes every time he kisses now. But, I mean, maybe he would have saw all that makeup on his nose, though. You know, I don't know.
Yikes.
Yikes. Oh, gosh. I'm going in on the boy right now. Anyways, V, do you have any shout-outs this week?
Yeah, you know, it is fully birthday season for people right now. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to shout out my pals Shannon, Caroline, Morgan, and OK for their birthdays, all of my Capricorn pals.
Happy birthday! Dope.
Hey.
Speaking of the birthdays, though, I wanted to say happy birthday shout out to you. Apparently, we're doing this twice. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we'll do like a birthday recap.
It's so nice we have to do it twice. But. Also, I wanted to shout out Rachel Keller. You got to hang out with her this weekend, but I got to catch up with her on Friday, actually. We went for a happy hour, and she's so dope. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, she's just a real one. So, shout out to you.
She's just a genuine, cool person.
Yeah, lucky to know her. So, yeah, that's our episode, V. You know, I know we're going to hopefully celebrate your birthday here over the next couple weeks. And, yeah, it's going to be a good one. How do you feel about becoming older?
27. 27 feels like a very weird age. Like, it seems like a weird age to be. I don't know. I don't hate it. I mean, I'm excited to be in my 30s. So, like, I have no issue with turning 27. It just feels like a weird age.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it. Your 20s, they're ending, you know. and they end and they go. So I definitely wish you the best birthday and the best next year. I think it's going to be a good one. And
I hope so.
Yeah. Do you have any predictions for yourself, or do you have any like words of wisdom, something you would have told yourself last year or something you might want to tell yourself next year?
Well, goddamn.
Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot, but.
I know. Well, I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like I really want to use this year. Like, I'm even, like, glancing over at my little vision board. Like, I really want to continue. I feel like I've been doing a lot of personal work, and I want to continue doing that personal work. And I really kind of hope that this year I'm going to keep working on, like, just, like, security within myself. So.
Good.
Hopefully. That's what I got.
I'll be here to help you if you need
it. Thanks.
Well, all right, guys. This has been episode 147 of the pod. Catch us next week with 148. Haven't said that in a while, but you know how numbers
work. Catch us on Instagram at The Future Bachelor.
It's definitely a good place to catch us. You can talk to us, hit us up with ideas, check out V's Tipsy Talks while the show is going on. Very entertaining. I like to watch along.
And they're there as highlights if you catch up later.
Yes,
sir. And also, you know what? While you're at it, rate us and review us in your Apple Podcasts or whatever app that you got.
Subscribe. Tell a friend. It's not that hard. Like, we're going to blow up, and you could have been like, yo, I knew them when they were like this, and now they're like
You could have been like, I was a compadre.
Yeah. You know? That's all we're asking for, guys, is just love, because we love you. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you next week, all right? Deuces!
Bye!
Bachelor Podcast.